The 25th of December of 1914, a historical scene took place in the Western Front. When the Alliance heard a Christmas song, they discovered it were the Germans, asking for a day of peace. They raised the white flag and gave gifts to the Alliance. So why not play a game of football?
Yes, guys, pass the ball. Over here, I'm free. Goal!
Thanks for the game, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, no problem. You played very well. You at least scored twice.
3-2. I never expect we would win the game.
It's very nice that we are not fighting on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's nice. This was less aggressive than fighting in a war. How does it come that we are enemies in the war, but friends during a football match?
The war changes everything and makes us different persons. It makes us enemies. But if you would be a Belgian guy, then we could have been brothers in this war.
Ugh. This was so stupid. Why are we fighting? What are we fighting for? I really have no idea. Except for our fatherland.
We can go drink something and continue our conversation.
That's a good idea. We meet again in 10 minutes, right over here.
Eric and Frank go to their own sides, collect some drinks and their mates. They meet again in the center of the field 10 minutes later. They are laughing and talking about their families and about what they've already been through.
Tell me more about your family.
Well, I do not mind being here on the field, but I still miss my family. I have one sister and two brothers. One of them is my twin brother. He is the one I miss the most. We are best friends and we had a really good relationship.
What about your sister? How old is she and is she working as a nurse during the war?
She is 18 years old and she's working as a nurse at the West Front, so she's near to us.
Oh, then you maybe have the chance to meet her during the war.
Yes, hopefully. But it's really hard to get some free time. But if I have, I try to visit her. That would be great. I really miss her.
Yes, I understand that. I also miss my family. I have a brother, he's younger than me, and he wants to go to the war. But I don't want him to go. I don't want him to make the same mistake as I did.
Oh no, I need to go back to my union. Hopefully, we'll meet again.
I hope so. God bless you.
Erich and his friend are in the war in France. They fight and Erich's friend dies. Erich sits next to him and is really sad. He can't understand why his friend had to die.
Why? Why?
Marcel comes to Erich.
What happened? Why are you so sad?
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Please!
I won't shoot! I hate the war and killing innocent people. I don't shoot at people who are defenseless.
Thank you. I'm so afraid because the French are our enemies and killed my best friend. Now I'm all alone and don't know who I can trust.
You can trust me. I want to be your friend and not your enemy. You should leave this place now before you can't leave it anymore. I will help you.
I prefer dying. It's better than being alone.
You aren't alone. I am with you. You have to leave this place. They start shooting again.
Marcel takes Erich with him. Erich is safe.
Thank you. You saved my life.
You're welcome. I have to go back to my unit. Bye.
But... Heads down! Heads down!
Damn Frenchmen! They won't strike us!
Form 8! Form 8! The Frenchmen are coming! Hold the line! Weapons up! Erich, on the machine gun!
Grenade! Get out of the...
Oh! My leg! I don't want to die! Help! Help! Help me! Help!
French soldiers capture the dugout.
Look! There's one alive!
Kill him!
No, I can't! He reminds me of my little brother. I won't kill him.
He's an enemy, man!
Shut up! I'll bring him to the sick bay! We need help! Bring me to the doctor! He's unconscious!
We don't have enough time for enemies.
Please, help him! I carry him all the time!
Okay, maybe later.
Then Simon sees her son.
Why are you here? Is everything okay? What happened? Can I help you?
Calm down! I'm okay, but this man is hurt.
It's one of the German soldiers. Why didn't you kill him?
He looks like Charles. Look at his face. He wasn't able to kill him.
Oh, you're right. I only saw his uniform.
So please help him. Don't let him die.
He's awake. Come on, open your eyes.
Where am I? What happened? Why am I not dead?
You are safe and sound. You are in the French sick bay. Now you have to drink something because you are sick.
In the evening.
Doctor, what about my leg?
We have to amputate it because you got hit by a grenade.
What? I never walk again? No, I can't believe it.
You are a useless brat. You have disturbed me.
In what? While sleeping?
I'm worth it. In contrast to you, I have worked hard. You also spent my money wasteful. Wow, you do not know what to say.
What have you achieved with your work? Even your relationship with my husband, your son, was not that close.
And what about you? You only married him for money.
You do not know anything about love. You only live in the past where the war is your only love.
A love to your fatherland lasts forever, but a love between two people only lasts as long as necessary.
But how does your fatherland return your love? With pain and death?
Do you see any pain in my face? Every proper man appreciates to fight for his fatherland. Rather die as a hero than live as a wimp.
What profit do you have from dying as a hero? Although your son has died as a hero, there is no money. There is just us, a lonely family and an enterprise that gets down the pen.
Because of what? You want everything, but you do nothing. Who might that be? Go to the door, Anna.
Oh my God.
I am home, Mom.
What? You? You're home? Is that really you? I cannot believe this. This could not be true. It is you. I have my son back. I always waited for the moment to hug you one more time. Let me hug you.
Why aren't you at the battlefield to fight for your fatherland?
I missed you so much. But wait, what happened to your leg?
That's not an excuse. If I had been hurt, I would have fought for my fatherland anyway. You should still defend our beloved Germany.
Oh, shut up, Otto.
What do you dare?
Stop it. I'm okay, Mom.
Really, my sweetheart? I can see that your leg is hurt. Do not lie to me. You can tell me everything. You know that, right?
Yes, I know, Mom.
How was your trip home? You are bound to be tired.
I'm fine, Mom.
Tell me, Erich, why did they let you go, grandson?
Medical leave.
Erich goes upstairs.
In my times, we never had medical leave times. We rather died.
Erich lost his leg and is lying in the hospital. Tadeusz visits his sister, who works at the hospital as a nurse. He waits because she is busy.
Ah, I'm dying of thirst. Is anyone there?
Who is this? There is water for you.
Oh, thanks for the water. By the way, what's your name?
I'm Tadeusz. And what the hell happened to your leg?
What? What about my leg? Which one? Ah, what the fuck? I don't remember anything. Only a boom. And now we are here.
Ruja comes in.
What's the matter? Oh, you had the surgery today in the morning. We had to amputate your leg. Tadeusz, what are you doing here? Do you know Erich?
No, I came here to visit you.
Oh, sorry, I have to go. I don't have time to talk to you now.
Ruja leaves the room.
Could you stay for a couple of minutes? On the front line, I had nobody to talk to. So please, stay and talk with me.
Sure, I have time. So, tell me, what's your last memory before explosion?
I don't remember much. Only that suddenly everyone was away and I was alone.
But you are not alone anymore. I'm here.
Tell me, what have you done in the past?
Grandpa, I think you are the only one who understands me. I need to talk about something. I want to volunteer.
You are my favorite. You are the grandson I am proud of. You are a real man, not like your brother.
Yes, I'm not like Erich. I would never reveal my fatherland.
Oh yes, I really give you the advice not to do this. Then you are not worthy to be named my grandson anymore.
I will never disappoint you. You can trust me. I will make you proud.
I can teach you the most important things for the war. You have to know I was a really good soldier. The most important thing for a man is to fight for his fatherland.
But Mom and Emma, they are not that insightful. They cannot understand that it is necessary. They will try to stop me.
Do not worry about them. Just go secretly. I can tell them afterwards. The war ranks first.
Thanks. You're the best. I never could tell them on my own.
At the shoe shop.
Emma, what are you thinking about Joseph's decision to fight in the war?
I am not happy at all. It's horrible. Imagine something bad will happen. In the military hospital, I see every day what kind of things happen because of the war. I don't want Joseph to suffer like this.
Don't you think you might be able to convince him of staying? He never listens to me when I'm trying to talk about it.
I will try to convince him, but I'm not sure that it's going to work.
It's dinner time. Everyone is sitting at the table.
Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty, through Christ, our Lord. Amen. Enjoy your meal. Erich, how was your day?
Sweetheart, can you give me the bread, please?
Of course, darling. I will do everything for you.
Oh, could you please stop this at dinner? Only at dinner time?
Erich, this is how lovers are.
Mom, you know exactly that I don't like this behavior.
Don't be sad. You won't be forever alone.
Oh, look at me. I'm a cripple. What woman would like to have a boy like me?
Oh, kid, you're a hero. You have fought for your fatherland. The love to your fatherland is more important than the love of any girl.
Leave me alone, all of you.
Erich leaves the room. In front of Emma's home.
Thank you for taking me home, sweetheart.
I'm happy about every moment I can be with you.
I'm so glad to have you near me. I love you.
I love you too, darling. I have a present for you.
What? For me? Why?
Here, for you. Unpack it.
Oh, Joseph, that's so beautiful. How could you? The ring? That was certainly expensive, wasn't it?
Emma, don't think about that. I've saved some money.
But I don't want you to buy me such expensive things, Joseph.
Just enjoy it.
Joseph kisses Emma on the forehead.
Oh, Joseph, I love you so much.
I love you much more.
But why do you give me a present at all? Did I miss something?
Oh, without reason. Just because I always want to be with you, no matter where I am.
What do you want to say?
Emma, please don't think so much. I have to go now.
Okay. Would you like to come over tomorrow and come with me to the military hospital?
Of course, sweetie. I'm interested in your work.
Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Emma stands in the doorway and waves Joseph goodbye. Joseph meets Emma.
Hello, Emma. What's up? You don't seem to be happy.
Well, I'm just back from the military hospital. It's so bad to see what happens to all these soldiers. Today, 10 new injured people arrived, and not many of them will overlive. The war is so horrible and senseless.
You are talking like my brother.
But it's true. Erich is the one who knows most about it. Are you really sure about fighting in the war? Could you think about it again? I don't want you to suffer like the man I see in the military hospital. I don't want to be without you. And neither does your family.
I made my decision. Probably my mother has sent you, because she wants me to become a cabler. But I'm not interested in that. By now, I have to start packing.
But...
Emma is sad because of Joseph's decision, and she's sitting on the stairs, crying. Anna enters and comforts her.
What happened, darling?
Joseph left to become a volunteer.
Oh my gosh, do you mean that he's already gone?
Yes, and he never will come back.
He is strong, isn't he?
Don't know. In the normal, yes, but in the war?
He will come back, I'm sure.
You don't know what I see every day in the military hospital.
God will go with him.
Excuse me, madame. You must be the wife of Jean Bouvier. I allowed me to disturb you because I found in these pockets a photo of you with a letter.
Yes, I am the wife of Jean. Can I have his letter, please?
Of course.
He gives her the letter.
Marie, Marcel, Charles, hurry up, children. We have got a letter from your father.
The children are joining her mother.
Marie, listen, my daughter. I don't have the courage to read this letter. Please do it for me. Mind she?
Yes, mother. I will read this later. Cher Simone, I'm writing you from the first line of the war. Here, the living conditions are very difficult, but I have the permission to come back next week to see you all. I received your letter and I'm very proud that Marcel was admitted to the university. I hope to have the possibility to have a contact with Marie when I will be next near a telegraph station. At last, I tell to my little Charles that I'm proud of him to take care of the bakery. During that time, I will be on the front. I will tell you some news. The days without you are very difficult. Yesterday, we were marching during 40 kilometers, but I'm not allowed to tell you where we went. And we are going a long, very long time tomorrow. On the horizon, we already see the light of the explosion as the light. And we hear really near us the echo of the bombs, and to the earth is moving under our boots. When we arrive on our station, I do not know what will happen to us. Every day I'm thinking to you all. Please, take care of you, ma chérie. Je vous embrasse, Jean Bouvier.
Marie is a young girl, very responsible. She really takes care of me. She takes very good care of her brothers, and she works hard to earn some francs.
This is marvelous to have the sense of family. Your husband will be proud all of you.
Mother, I have to go. I have to sell the bread. Françoise will go with me. Marcel will pick me up with his bicycle.
Go and take care of you. Charles and Françoise know each other since 1 year.
Marcel is very disturbed since his father died and the horrible events of the war are still traumatizing him. He was afraid to be shot down by a military judgment or to smell the mustard gas, which burns you in your inside and kills you, or makes you blind. He complains of the mud in the front areas, the frozen feet. But last but not least, he was worried of the letter which didn't arrive and the rumors saying that the letter had been read and modified by the headquarters and the officers. The soldiers, les poilus, which had a permission to go home, said the truth, because they have read in the newspapers only lies and wrong information. Falsified letters have been published in the new papers. Marcel knows this very well.
It is very terrible. And Charles, how is his reaction when he hears all Thor's drama?
This is the last letter written by your father. Monsieur, do you know anything else about him when you were in the hospital?
Yes, we have been friends and we talked together about the war.
It's a long story. I went away and ran away and changed my identity. I'm no more Marcel Bouvier but Martin Boileau.
We have to stay together. We are a family. We have to avoid the disgrace.
You are Fabre. Thanks. You have to stay.
Do not say that we have to stay together in memory of our father.
You are right. Sorry. And you, Marcel, became the head of the family.
My husband did he receive my parcel with the clothes and the cards?
Yes, we played and have song of Christmas because we are Christmas Day together.
I have to return to work. The neighbor bring me back to work.
Really, many men have been involved in the war. I myself meet on the front a captain. He was a really patriot whose destination was for a military career. This name was Charles de Gaulle, like your youngest son.
Two days after the Bouvier family received the letter, Françoise leaves Charles. The bakery didn't work enough for her, and she wanted money. Charles hadn't any reason to stay home, so he went to the war to take a revenge for his father's death.
Emma comes into the shoe shop.
Hey, Anna. Do you know where Joseph is?
Of course I do, honey. He's on the way to the war in France.
So he really left? So he was serious about it?
I'm sorry. I can't understand why he went to the war either.
Why didn't he say goodbye? I mean, I took him to the military hospital because I wanted him to stay. Wasn't it horrible enough what he has seen there? All the faces? So he really left?
I don't know what was going on with him.
I'm sorry, I have to be on my own. Bye.
Emma leaves the room. Joseph just arrived in town. He doesn't know the way to the military camp. So he asked Roger, who's on the way to the town to get new medicine. Joseph is in an inner conflict.
Was it right to leave my family alone? How will Emma realize that I'm gone? She will hate me and never want to see me again. But it has always been my dream. The only one who understands me is Grandpa. It was the right decision.
Oh, can I help you? You look so puzzled. Are you looking for something?
Yes, I'm looking for the military camp.
Oh, I know where this is. I can show you. But first I have to get some medicine because I'm working at the military hospital.
Okay, I'll stay with you because I'm alone and I don't know anybody.
On their way to the military camp, they are talking all the time and get to know each other. Ruja explains that she likes patriots that are defending their fatherland. Because of that, Joseph noticed that there are other girls who accept the decision to go to army.
I didn't expect that there are girls who like me despite of my dream.
For me, it wouldn't be a problem.
Are you sure?
Yes, I absolutely am.
They look into their eyes and realize that they love each other and are made for each other.
Johannes, one of the twins, is fleeing. While he's leaving, one of his comrades calls him back.
Stop right there!
I can't take this anymore. Please let me go back to my family.
You may not leave! You will be executed!
I don't care. I will die anyway if I stay here.
I'll shoot you on the spot! If you don't change your plan.
Well, shoot me then, if you dare.
No, wait, come back!
Johannes walks a long way. He's fleeing via Armentières to England. He loses his diary in a local hostel before encountering a German soldier.
Bleiben Sie stehen. Wo sind deine Papiere?
Ich habe meine Papiere verloren in der Herberge.
Das ist schade. Ich nehme sie nach meiner Offizier.
Nein, bitte, lass mich gehen.
Stop, or I'll shoot you.
No, I need to go, please.
Henry leaves France and goes to Belgium to help the British, because he's a mining engineer.
So, you're the new engineer from Poland. Let me explain the situation. The Germans took Messines, and it's very strategic because Messines is situated on a hill with a lookout over the west and south sides.
But what's the plan exactly?
We're going to blow them to smithereens. We need your knowledge and expertise. We want to dig tunnels and place mines under the trenches. The digging will be fairly easy, with them already being on a hill, so we can dig straight.
So I need to calculate how many explosives we'll need?
Yes, but you also need to determine where to dig and how long the tunnels need to be. We don't want the tunnels to collapse, so we trust your calculations. You need to decide what's the best position to place the explosive to cause the most damage as well.
And which explosives do you have in mind? Are they stable?
We're opting for ammonal.
Ammonal deteriorates when in contact with water, so you'll have to take precautions.
Will do. You just focus on the task on hand.
Yes, sir. June 7th, 1917. At 4:10 a.m. I woke up, because the ground was trembling. I thought it was the end of the world. Later, I found out the British had detonated the bombs stationed under Messines. Lives were lost. I saw it coming, because the British had already been bombarding the Germans, so I guess I know. But it was so devastating. The impact was bigger than I would have thought.
Thank you.
After a heavy explosion, both sides have been hit drastically. Everywhere you looked, you couldn't see a thing because of dense smoke. Joseph, still dizzy from the impact, tries to find his allies. He calls the names, but no one is responding. He sees a dark silhouette in the smoke and approaches it.
Can you see me?
Who are you? Are you armed?
No, I lost my gun after the explosion. I come in peace.
Really? Prove it.
How?
Hands above your head and come to me slowly.
Alright, but don't attack either.
Joseph raises his hand and goes to Frank. Slowly, the smokes get less and they get to see each other. They realize they aren't from the same side.
You are not a Belgian soldier. I am supposed to kill you.
No. I don't have a weapon and I'm not hostile. Even though I'm a German soldier.
Give me a reason not to kill you.
I'm young, have a family and a girlfriend. I didn't plan to die in the war either.
I can understand you too well. We are quite similar, I can tell. Let's try to get out of sight of the others and find a safe place.
By the way, I'm Joseph. What is your name?
I'm Frank.
I guess we are quite similar. We are both young and don't want to die in the war. So just let's go different ways, Frank, so that we won't kill each other.
Sounds good, Joseph. You are a really nice guy and I hope we'll meet each other soon in other conditions.
Okay, good luck and I hope the war will end soon, my friend.
Yes, bye and God bless you, Joseph.
Thank you, you too. I hope the war will end like the war against France and we will win soon.
Henry is going home after working in Lens, back to Poland. On his way he passes Poperinge, where they need him to dig tunnels for the Battle of Messines. On his way to Poperinge from Lens, he passes by Armentières in France, close to the Belgian border, to find a place to sleep for the night. He sleeps in a hostel where he finds the diary of a so-called Johannes. When he gets to Poperinge, he uses his time in Poperinge to go and say hi to his sister Ursula, who works at Leistenhoek, close to Poperinge. He starts talking to Ursula and after a while he tells her about the diary he found when he slept in a town called Armentières.
How was your journey to Poperinge?
It was okay. I met a lot of Allied soldiers. They aren't happy anymore with this war. They're getting tired. And oh yeah, before I forget, when I was staying in a town called Armentières, I found a diary in a closet. The owner, called Johannes, must have left it or lost it there. When I went to the reception, they told me that there was no Johannes registered in the last few weeks or months, so I took it with me.
And do you have any idea what this Johannes is? And did you read the diary?
Only a part of it. I think he was a deserter from the Belgian army, but actually, I'm not really sure.
Can I read it?
Why would you want to read it?
I don't know, it seems really interesting.
Yeah, okay, you can have it. But I would like it back when you have finished it.
Okay.
Thank you. Here you go.
Thank you. And what are you going to do now? Or do you still have to work in Messines?
No. My job there is done. We have dug a lot of tunnels under the German trenches. I saw some huge mines. When they go off, German bodies will fill the sky.
Oh, this war is so horrible.
Yes, Ursula. But there's nothing we can do about it.
Yes. I try to help by taking care of the wounded.
You're doing great. But well, I've got to go, sis.
Okay, take care of yourself, Henry. See you soon. Love you, bro.
Bye, sis. Love you too.
Henry leaves Ursula with the diary. In her eyes, you can see the tears.
Ursula meets her Belgian friend, Louise, who also works at Leistenhoek as a nurse. She tells her about her meeting with her brother Henry and about the diary he gave her. When Louise hears the name Johannes, she's immediately alerted.
And what was the author's name of the diary?
Johannes. Why, does it sound familiar?
Uh-huh.
What? Tell me about it.
Well, my brother is called Johannes. He fights for the Belgian army, but he's absolutely against the war. He prefers fighting battles by using pen and paper. He's fond of poetry.
Oh, maybe it's his diary.
Yeah, can I read it?
Of course. Here, take it.
That night, Louise starts reading the diary, and after the first 10 pages, she's convinced that it's her brother's diary. She learns about what her brother did and what happened to him. When she reads about her brother's desertion, the diary comes to an end.
Joseph is on his way to France with another soldier. He sees a house and plans to stay there for the night because he's wounded.
Oh, hello.
Dear madam, I do not want to intrude, but are we maybe able to stay the night and leave tomorrow at dawn? My friend is injured and he needs some medical attention.
Teresa is not sure about letting the soldiers into her house, but feels obliged to let them in and take care of them, even though there's German soldiers.
Well, of course, come in. Francis! My husband is a doctor. He will be able to take care of your wounds.
Well, and what do we have here?
We have some soldiers who need medical attention. Could you maybe see them? I will make the beds in a guest room and cook dinner for all of us.
After some medical attention and some dinner, Joseph takes time to look at the pictures hanging up in the wall. One picture caught his eye. He thinks he recognizes the man.
Teresa, who is this?
This is my son, Johannes. He's fighting in the war with the Allied troops. I haven't heard anything from him in a while.
And do you know where he is positioned?
Around Armentières. Why? Have you seen him?
No. He just looks like someone I know.
That night, Joseph doesn't sleep. He can't stop thinking about that picture. Who was that man? How did he recognize him? The flashbacks of his stay in Armentières keep him away. Suddenly, he remembers. The guy in the picture was one of the men Joseph had to shoot. It was one of the first times Joseph killed someone, and that's probably why he remembered. The thought of staying in the house where this man lived, it terrified him. He had been taken care of by the mother of a man he had killed a few months ago. The next morning, Joseph and his friend prepare to leave again. Joseph has never felt so guilty. He is ashamed to face Teresa, even though she doesn't know what he has done. Head held down, Joseph goes downstairs to have breakfast that Teresa has prepared for them.
Oma, where are Johannes and Frank?
Well, they are in France, darling.
And why are they so far away?
They're fighting against the Germans.
And why are they fighting?
Well, the German emperor is not happy, and so they are at war.
Oma, are they hurting people?
Yes, it's very sad, but that's why Johannes and Frank are there, to help people.
And why can't I help people?
Aw, that's so brave! But you are a little bit too young.
Oma, I miss my brothers.
We all miss them, but they will get back soon, don't worry.
Safe. What the hell was that? Calm down, Joseph, calm down. Go on. My fatherland needs me. Let's go.
My arm! Holy shit!
Yes, hit. For the first time it wasn't that bad. I can get it.
My arm!
He isn't dead. I have to kill him. Completely.
Ah!
Oh my goodness. There is so much blood. Was that really me?
You destroyed my life. Please. Don't kill me.
Give me a reason why I should let you stay alive.
If you kill me, you destroy the life of my family and my girlfriend too. I still love her.
Oh, he is like me. He could be my brother.
Shit, he's dead.